T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringue-tang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throw some monkey sounds in there and call it good.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
You're going to fit right in, man. Good afternoon. How we all doing? On this Monday. Everybody good?
This Metal Monday.
It is a Metal Monday.
I'll never let you forget, because that's how I start my day.
It is.
Nice cup of metal.
That is still wild to me that it's like, you know what I need this morning? To have my brain rattled.
Yeah, it gets the day started.
Do that to me one more time.
Exactly.
I love that. I love that.
Are we having issues with the TV again?
Yeah, Jeff Rust is here. Yeah, who cares? Jeff Rust is here. Rust.
Yeah.
You look like, what was that little man called that, hey, where you had like the little magnetic pencil and you could move his hair all around his face?
Oh, I forget.
That's exactly what you look like today.
It's a good look.
Just moved it down, all down over the lip.
Yeah, you could put his hair on the top of his head. You can move it around. You have shaved everything except for a sick handlebar mustache.
He's got a handlebar rocking. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good look, man.
It was time. I just try to, you know, usually I'll go take care of all of it at the same time. So, and the wife's out of town, so she couldn't tell me not to shave the mustache.
Like all of it? All of it?
Well, you know, the up tops.
That's all that's left is the handlebar.
That's a lot of shaving, buddy.
Clean like a swimmer.
Just go get it done. Do you want everything? Yeah, I want everything except for the handlebar.
All of it. Just leave my mustache.
Which
here.
Handlebar?
It's a damn fine look. We'll tweet that out. But I love your facial hair. I'm a big fan of it. It grows so fast.
It does.
When do you think you could have your beard back by?
Well, like how long? How thick are we talking here?
Just like a non-embarrassing beard. Like a normal, like what anybody would be like, I'm growing a beard.
I bet you it could be pretty solid by Friday.
Nice.
You know. Well, nice. You know, let's give it a week.
Nice. It's 38 years, still hoping this may be the year.
have you tried the beard balm?
The what?
Beard balm.
No.
No?
What is beard balm?
When you get like full bearded, when you go full Sukanic, you gotta work the product in.
Yeah.
You gotta take care of it.
Oh,
beard oil, beard balm.
That would have me growing enough facial hair to facilitate a beard.
I'm saying you can kind of instigate some growth with it too.
Yeah, I have always had a summer beard.
Summer beard?
Yeah. Mm. Summer here, summer there, summer right here. There's not a lot of hair going on.
This is like this is my I shaved yesterday and not this morning.
Okay. Yeah, you could get a beard by
if I let this go by the end of the week, I'd be full.
By end of week?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You guys can make up for my lack of facial hair. That's fine. I'm okay. But there's people who are like, hey, why don't you use like, there's like this cream or there's something you can put on your face. It'll grow hair. It's like, all right, one, don't buy it because we wouldn't have bald people on top of
there's
their heads if that was
that
it.
Helps a little bit.
But here's my other problem with that is that one of the great things about me, and I will trade this 10 times out of 10. I don't have like shoulder or back hair, and I will trade having lack of beard for lack of back hair.
I'm taking that as a personal shot.
Listen, okay. I am Team Dusty here.
It
I
is.
Have I have four chest hairs, and that is it. That is There's nothing like arms and legs are normal, yeah. but there is not a body hair here.
I'll trade it.
I don't know how it worked. It just,
I've got more than four popping out over the top of my t-shirt.
Yeah, no, I don't. I am a, I don't know, man. I'm smooth like a swimmer.
Looks
yeah.
like I'm wearing a sweater.
it's a rusty sweater.
It's just visuals on top of visuals right now. I mean, just imagine, remember that little toy you used to play with where you'd like move around the little magnetic hair. If he had a body, they don't, the only reason I had a head is because it was all just the magnet below. Mm. And that's Jeff Rust. He's a walking, living version of it.
Yes, I am hirsute.
Mm. All right.
I have to ask you something.
Yeah.
Did you do anything this weekend?
Yeah.
Did you feel like you were accomplished? Got stuff done?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's that like?
It's good. It's a rewarding feeling. Mm. Today's my wife's birthday. Happy birthday,
happy
wife.
Birthday,
happy birthday, wife.
She's 37 today.
Oh, wow. I said that
years
loud.
Young. Oh, yeah. It's fine. She's a teacher.
like they age differently.
They do. Because all my teachers in my brain, they were all the same age. And it wasn't 37, so she's young.
My wife's birthday's in 5 days.
Yeah. So we went out to dinner last night
mm-hmm.
because it just so happens that I have this hobby of coaching high school football, and that started today.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Good times.
Less than ideal. yeah. And I felt very accomplished. We had I took her out for dinner last night. We did the whole birthday thing kind of yesterday and then continuing on today. So yeah, I do feel accomplished.
Nice night at the Olive Garden.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. No, we went to the Matador.
Ooh, well, yeah, good.
Really
very
good.
Very solid. What'd you guys get?
I got the carne asada tacos.
Okay.
And she got the habanero steak burrito.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Of course, everybody knows Matador. Spanish for
the Matador. Matador. Yes.
El Nino. I am El Nino.
Very, very tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, one of my kind of, I wouldn't say like, because people don't talk about it a lot. Like when you hear like, when you think of like a Mexican name, everybody goes with El Gaucho, even though it's entirely different.
Mm-hmm.
But
the Gaucho.
Yes.
Rust, Gaucho. I know you look concerned over there, Rust.
On the east side of town, you ever been to Cubo?
No.
Little tiny Cuban spot, one of my favorite places in Portland. Mm.
Little Cuban spot, huh?
I took my wife there for her birthday at lunch.
Mm.
Pre-COVID.
Mm, nice.
Yeah, I haven't been back out there since then.
We also went down and had a drink at Fireside, a little bar on 23rd there.
No, I've been in there.
Oh, it's pretty cool. It's actually a really cool little spot, just if you're going out for a drink.
Okay.
I'd never been in there before. And, I mean, it was just a bar.
Yeah.
But they have a really cool picture of, it's like a drawing of the city of Portland in 1879
oh, wow.
that they got enlarged. It's like it takes up, an entire wall. Holy smokes. This city looks like it
looks a little different.
Exactly the same, but completely different without bridges over the river.
It's kind of a trip when you see that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. But then there's this old guy and I love this. I can't figure out if he owned the place or he's just a regular, but
just has his name on a table.
No, he noticed that we were watching, like we were looking and kind of seeing like, oh, there's Ross Island. There's, you know, where the Broadway Bridge, where the Hawthorne Bridge, where Steel would be.
Yeah.
You know, and we're kind of going down the river and doing landmarks. And he came up and he just started telling us all about it. Like, and he's
like, I drew this in 1879.
Yeah, he's like half in the bag, but it was really cool. He's like, yeah, see this guy right here? And he's like, his great grandkids came in and said that this is him. He drew himself into the guy who drew the picture, drew himself into the drawing of all of Portland from 1879. It's
pretty
cool.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. I think if I was an artist, I'd do like a Where's Waldo type deal.
Yeah, a little boss move. Just kind of do that in every one of your paintings.
Yeah.
I ask you if you did anything because I did nothing. Nothing. Mm. I slept most of Sunday. You ever have one of those days where you have kids so you're not allowed to?
That is, look, you said you didn't do anything. Like, for Rust and I, you just set, like, 5 world records at the Olympics, dude.
Oh, no, listen.
you Michael Phelps this weekend.
That's our dream.
I'm on par with you. Like, it was wonderful.
But yeah, my kid karate kicked the door and it said, waffles, at, like, 6:30 in the morning. And that's it. He just said waffles.
Went back to sleep.
Nope. He did not go back to sleep. He was wanted his up, waffles. And guess what? We were up, and he did have waffles.
Part of this was because I needed it. Part of it because I wanted it. Most of it was because on Friday, I looked at my workout, and I've been working with a trainer now for a couple of weeks. I told you beforehand, I thought I was going to go run.
Yeah.
He had a different idea in mind.
Okay.
Wasn't quite ready for the run yet. There, I actually have an appointment now that I had to move to Thursday for my final checkup on my hip to get
clear. Oh, my God. What happened to you?
Nothing. This is just the final one. Okay, good. This is, what is it, 6 months?
Okay, so no setbacks.
No setbacks.
All right, we're good.
This is literally been on the books for like 3 months. But instead he's like, you know what I want to do? I want to get you a good aerobic workout. Had me do a 5,000 meter row.
Yeah. It's aggressive.
My God.
Yeah. That's aggressive.
I want to die.
Like that's a race too. Like they have those.
Like, though it was, so we didn't do 5,000 straight. It was 10 sets of 500 and do each 500 in under 2 minutes. Which
it's
2 minutes, 500 meters, like it's a good time. It's not great. It's just a good time.
Yeah.
Like 140 is like what I found was like where like the good times are. I was like, oof, 20 more seconds, huh?
Let's go. Yeesh.
But I curled up in a ball and I wanted to die.
Yeah.
When it was all said and done.
Well, you didn't.
Which
we're happy
did.
About.
Yes. But.
Jeff's awfully silent over there.
Well, I'm just trying to, I'm not great with the metric system, so I'm thinking 500 meters. That could be anywhere between like 500 feet and a mile.
So 500 meters, yeah, if you're talking
you
about
really
a row.
You aren't good with the metric system, are you?
So I think the math on it is like 38 like strokes per minute, rows per minute.
All right.
That's probably 1,600-ish feet.
Again, I'm with Jeff on that one. I have more of a frame of reference of how far 500 meters is. It's a lap and then 100 meters around the track.
Yeah.
38 strokes per minute.
You've seen a rowing machine.
Sounds like
something they talk about in the mornings on Dirt and Sprague.
Yeah, I know.
I just don't know how many. I don't really get. I don't know how far. Like, I don't. Is that impressive? I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, 2 minutes is like a good time. So if you're doing like around 38 per minute.
Okay.
So it's a little bit more than one every 2 seconds.
All right.
If you're on that pace.
Yeah.
So long story short, I got absolutely washed by it and I still feel it today.
Oh, on Monday.
Yeah.
That was Friday.
It's still so it's like, when was it? I was looking it up. Like I think they say with a row, you can work up to 86% of your body. And I don't think I'm that efficient where I was actively working everything. I think I may have done a little too much of the...
Your six-pack looks great, though.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, I think I did a little too much core work.
Yeah, looks good.
It's showing up.
All right. Well, I hope that you get not sore.
No, I'm going straight from here to the gym after today, too.
I don't know.
Gonna go burn it off.
Would you rather have a two-day hangover or 2 days very sore body from working out?
Sore working out. I actually kind of enjoy that feeling. I do not like hungover.
I don't think there's much worse than a two-day hangover. Oh,
yeah, I know one of those much more than the other.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's day two from Saturday. How you feeling, Jeff?
Oh, just dandy. Good. I actually had a nice little Sunday. Went out, hit the Home Depot, got a couple storage bins, a new toilet seat.
What project are we working on here, buddy? What project are we working on?
Huh? Well, the house is empty. It's just me.
Okay.
And so I've got kind of a
did you go get a new toilet seat just for while you were gone?
Well, yes, he did, because if there is no more of like I'm being single guy for a weekend, then my diet is changing drastically and I'm going to prep this by getting a new toilet seat.
So my wife instructed me I needed to do it because we've got my cousin is house sitting for us while we're gone. She's like, and that thing needs to be replaced. It's just
follow-up
you know,
question.
Old.
What have you done to your... Okay,
it's
just
old.
Just old.
Okay.
I was like, what did you do?
Just old.
What did you do? Like,
when a toilet seat needs to be replaced, that usually is preceded by things happened.
What'd you do?
I will say, Suk inspired me.
Okay.
I'm transitioning.
You go to the... Oh.
Going to the bidet. Yeah, you're going to grab that one. I know.
Okay. Yeah, he's got that.
Yeah, I know.
To a bidet?
Yeah.
Hey, there's make sure you get one with the undercarriage dryer.
Oh yeah,
too.
No, like full
like has
board.
A little wand that goes.
Yeah, he said you can find them for like $500-$600, and I was like, oh, that's doable. But I asked the wife, and she was like, I thought there might be some hesitancy, and she's like, no, I'm cool with that. I was like, all right, so we're gonna add the bidet.
All right, text at 503-250-1080. I'm sore for a week, and I'd still rather have that than a 2-day hangover. Yeah. F that.
Yeah.
Fact.
I can't remember the last time I was actually hungover, so it's been a while.
It's not good. No. Not good. Internet Danny came out last night as I was at dinner with my wife.
Mm.
Yeah, loose with the facts on the Star Wars tweet yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Loose with the facts.
Was I loose?
Very loose with the facts.
How loose was I?
All right, here is Danny Meringue's... this isn't Danny Meringue. This is Internet Danny. Mm. I feel like you are different.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. Internet Danny said, sat down to relax a bit with the pups and Star Wars was on. Sounds like a nice afternoon.
It was, yeah.
Immediately remembered Dusty Hera can't/won't watch any of them because they're not good. I don't think they're not good. I just can't
you said
watch
it was,
them.
You said it wasn't good enough for you to watch it.
No, I said, this is what I've always said about Star Wars. Mm. I understand why people like it. Just not my thing.
That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't mean I don't think they're good.
It's
they're
not
just
good
not
enough
my,
for you to watch it.
They're just not my jam. They're not my jam.
So the sci-fi-est of sci-fi space dramas.
I understand why people like it. It just puts me to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I get why people like it. Just not my jam.
Uh-huh.
It's Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
And there's nothing that gets the internet more excited than people who don't like Star Wars.
My
gosh.
People did get very excited about that, but I... I don't get excited about it, but I literally, it was Empire Strikes Back when I sat down and I was like,
number two.
Yeah, there you go. Well done. And it was like
got the Ewoks in it, right?
No, it's Return of the Jedi.
Well, number two in the order of release, but technically chapter five.
Yeah, there you go. Nerd alert.
Oh.
But,
But I literally sat down and my first thought was I looked at my wife. I go, my new co-host, Dusty. She's like, oh yeah, I know his name.
Mm. That's me.
I always preface it with my new co-host.
That's good.
Yeah, you like that, right?
Yeah.
But she came back in. She's like, wait, what? Really? Is he weird? I was like, nah.
No, I'm just not a Star Wars guy, and that's me.
Sprague did back it up. He did call it the worst take out of the fan, which is saying something.
Yeah, well, hold on. But that's because loose with the facts, Danny said, I think they're not good. They're just not my thing.
Sprague's pretty on board.
With what?
With what? Where your stance is.
I don't think he does, because he said he followed that up with that's okay. I don't like Lord of the Rings. I'm wrong, though. It's made like billions of dollars. At a minimum, I'd say one should watch at least the first OG three. The others... he could be okay, but those were iconic movies of its time. And I agree. Like, his take on Lord of the Rings is exactly how I feel about Star Wars.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but he didn't understand that, my stance on it, because he thinks it's a terrible take when that's his on Lord of the Rings. I get it. It's ever the people's jams, not mine.
Yeah, I know, but you haven't, you still haven't watched all three.
Yeah, because I fall asleep to them.
That's what I was saying.
I don't know. That's not a take.
Jeff, help me.
Not a take. That's a fact.
You sit down with the kids.
That's not a take. That is a fact.
That's why I said you can't, won't.
You sit down with the kids. You turn one of them on. Guess what? All of a sudden, guilt-free nap time.
Yes. 100%.
You're not helping me, Rust.
100%. Yeah. All right. 503-250-1080. That is the fan text line. We got a lot of sports that we got to get to today. We've got injuries across the NFL after week one, but actually there's a lot of good news coming out of the NFL on the injury front as well. Ducks and Beavs both scrimmages past weekend. We will touch on the news and notes out of that. And Cam Smith, how convenient. Plus we have another PED user in baseball. Oh my gosh, weird. We got to get to it, but this is the fastest that Texas has been back and not back like ever. Danny and Dusty on the fan.
I'm transitioning.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
All right, Texas was back last week when they came in at 18th in the college football coaches poll, including one first place vote, which we still don't know who.
I mean, it's Saban.
Yeah, we don't.
It's Saban.
Nick Saban voted him number one, yeah. Maybe. The AP top 25 is out today in Texas, already not back. Unranked in the Associated Press top 25 after receiving a first place vote in the coaches poll.
I got to say that some of the rankings here were all over the place.
That's the fastest that we've seen Texas be back and unback. Usually they have to play a game first.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rankings were all over the place. Three Pac-12 teams were ranked again, similar to the coaches poll, all three in the top 15. But improving their spots, actually each one of them improved their spot by one in the AP, as opposed to the coaches. The Utah Utes are seventh in the AP. They were eighth in the coaches. Ducks are in at 11. They were 12 in the coaches. USC at 14. They were 15 in the coaches poll. But you're mentioning they're all over the place. The AP actually lets you know exactly what each voter did and where they had everybody ranked. And
there were some variants.
Yeah. USC at 14. They were ranked as high as fourth,
which is too high,
but they were unranked by four people,
which is insane.
Well, I mean, they go by, the AP tends to go by what you did last year as well. And last year, because that's why Texas is out.
Yeah, I mean.
But I mean, Texas should be somewhere in there.
Yes. If you, my whole thing, and this isn't me being me. This is, if you have a Heisman candidate at quarterback, you're a top 25 team.
Sure.
Okay, that's just.
Yeah, you're top 25.
That's what I mean. They but are. Like having USC unranked is kind of like, come on, guys.
Yeah. Well, maybe there's a lot of people just upset that they're back already and haven't played yet.
That's fair.
They're Texasing them.
That's true.
Those people probably had Texas in and not USC, though.
Yes, that's probably true. The surprising thing for me was that UCLA only got two votes.
Yeah, and then both of them were 25th.
Yeah, I was like, for all of this, UCLA is a dark horse type stuff. You would think that they would push up and be recognized a little bit more. Fresno State sitting right there at the edge of a top 25.
Yeah.
I think that kind of adds a little more credence to, obviously Fresno State plays quite a bit of Pac-12 football this year.
Yeah.
So that's another one that's on the list that made me go, oh, okay, there you go. Boise State got a little bit of love. A lot of Pac-12 opponents are right there if they're not already in. Like you've got Michigan State, obviously, at 15, who's got an early kickoff game against...
I have no idea who they play early.
Is that Washington?
I have no idea. BYU is the only team, since Texas is out, the only team that is in that was out is BYU, and they come in at 25th. They play UW week three. Michigan State does.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. UW, you were right on that. But yeah, to your point, a lot of these teams do have games. Obviously, Georgia is in at three, and the top three are the same. Bama, Ohio State, Georgia, Clemson, and Notre Dame. Actually, top five does not change. Mm-hmm. What I found interesting in the AP poll, every single SEC team, with the exception of Vanderbilt and Missouri, received at least one vote.
One vote. They like their football. They like their football.
My goodness. That's impressive.
It's what they do, man.
There is a bias towards the SEC.
Certainly.
I get it. The back half of the conference, I don't think is as good as, you know, they don't have everybody in the top 25. I don't think South Carolina is worthy of getting a bunch of top 25 votes, even though they got two. They got more in the coaches poll than they did in the AP poll. But South Carolina and Auburn, they are good football teams. I think they get propped up a lot more just by being in the SEC, though.
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
What I was wondering is, as far as opponents go for the non-conference schedule, It is insane. Basically, every non-conference opponent that the Pac-12 plays of note is ranked or got votes. It's absolutely nuts. Oklahoma State is in there.
Well, Oregon State's got a couple because they play Fresno and San Diego State.
I was just
say,
Oregon State plays Boise State and Fresno State.
Boise State, sorry.
Both ranked. TCU got votes. San Diego State got votes. Mississippi State got votes. Obviously, Michigan State is ranked. Like, you go through the list, and it's like, their non-conference schedule, for the most part, is brutal. It's got to be one of the tougher slates for a conference.
Yeah, well, I mean, Stanford's out of conference. You have Notre Dame in there and BYU, so you have two ranked teams right there. You have San Diego State for Arizona and Mississippi State and North Dakota State. Goodness gracious. If Arizona gets thumped in those first two games and then they come back and they play North Dakota State down, North Dakota State can win that game.
No, they could. Are you kidding me?
The only good
news
is,
should not be a shock at all.
The only good news is that they're playing it at 8 o'clock at night in Tempe.
Is it a Friday night game?
No. Ooh. No, it's a Saturday.
Oh, because it could get super weird.
You're right. The Pac-12 is not ducking. And oh,
no.
What an anniversary it is today, by the way. Do you know what the 10-year anniversary of today?
I saw it.
Oh, Jeffrey Rust.
Of Felix's perfect game.
Oh, yeah, you got that. Hey, happy day, John Sukanik. No, 10-year anniversary of the Pac-12 networks launching date in 2012.
10 years ago, they shot themselves.
Yeah.
There's a good yin and yang.
Ultimately, the downfall of the conference, as we know it, started 10 years ago today when they launched the Pac-12 networks. Yikes.
The network itself wasn't the problem. It was the packaging and how it was branded and not sold.
Well, as you mean, like trying to sell DirecTV 7 different channels?
Oops.
To air content on?
Oops.
Yeah. That never came to fruition.
Yeah.
But the top 25 is out, and for the AP, both of them are in. The only difference from the coaches to the AP is that Texas, which was 18th in the coaches and got a first place vote, is unranked. Everything else pretty much standard, including the top five: Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia at 3, Clemson at 4, Notre Dame at 5. Utah comes in at 7th, Oregon 11th, USC 14th, and the AP top 25. All right, preseason, the NFL brought out a little bit of everything here in week one. First is Russ with SportsCenter.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We'll be right back.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Boy, this came out of nowhere. All of a sudden, it was just like a normal, sounded like a Stranger Things song, and then...
It smacks you right in the face, baby.
Yeah, and then the band Perversion just took over. No?
In Flames.
No, Perversion wasn't that far off.
Little cloud connected, man. I love this song. This inevitably finds its way into like 98% of my workout mixes.
Okay.
It's got a nice, like you know, especially when you're listening to something heavy. When you pick things up
like,
and put them down.
Mean? When you listen to something heavy?
No, when you lift
lifting,
something.
Oh, lifting like, something.
Pick things up, put them down.
Yeah.
This it's got that slow build that kind of nice and soft, like yeah. Kind of right. Yeah, twist cool. The head a little side to side. Sure. Then when it hits, you get a little juice.
Yeah. All right, the preseason week one has wrapped up. It kind of gave us everything. We had big injuries. We'll get to some of those a little bit later in the show. Like Zach Wilson, who's going to get surgery. Less than ideal.
At least it's not bad because Twitter doctors, which I am a part of, were very much like, oh, he tore his knee. I guess he did kind of because he tore his meniscus.
Yeah. PCL, too, is what I heard. He dinged that bad boy up.
No, I didn't see that one. I just saw the meniscus, which they said 2 to 4 weeks, and I'm like,
Yeah, he's a quarterback, whatever.
Okay.
They make all the rules so he doesn't get hit anymore. But you got big injuries to the Soldier Field. I turned it on just to take a look at it.
Just to laugh at the field?
The NFLPA.
Looks like soldiers actually went to work on it.
The NFLPA is actually saying, this is ridiculous. You cannot have a field. J.C. Treader, who's the head of the NFLPA for the players, he said... We have to change our standards and practices if this is going to be something that we're going to be playing on. Apparently, they had a concert about this.
Yes.
Cairo Santos, their kicker, he said that the field has been so bad historically that he went to a high school field in Jacksonville, and he was like, yeah, the turf is just too good. So he had to go find a park where it was overgrown and lumpy, and he said, yeah, this feels like it. This is more like it.
This is what I talk about when I say the Browns ownership is...
What?
They're disgusting. They're patently unserious.
The Bears.
That's what I said. It was Bears.
Oh, I think
well, you said Browns.
Yeah. Oh, did I say Browns? Oh,
well, it's close enough.
Whatever. I mean, we're not far off. I meant to say Bears. But they don't care. Well, they're just trying to turn money.
Browns ownership's pretty disgusting.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, let's just say, like, we're not that far off.
Tomato, tomato.
Now, I heard this on the radio the other day, so I'm going to take it as gospel.
Yeah.
Apparently, the city owns Soldier Field. And so basically it's their parks department that is in charge of maintaining the field at the stadium.
Okay. They may be, but
if you're the Bears, you can
give
come
a ton
top.
Of money to do it. But this is where it gets even worse is that they had an Elton John concert.
You
on
allowed
it,
that to happen.
And there are massive strips where there's no grass.
Yes. It's worse than the Raiders playing at O.co, whatever that hell stupid name it was, with where you had the infield in the middle of the field.
Well, and I mean, they did have poop flood the field, but that is fertilizer, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, they're taking care of the grass better than the Bears are.
Raw sewage leaking up and onto the field. But yeah, you're right. They had a baseball field in there, but at least the grass looked fantastic.
It was consistent otherwise.
Yeah, it looked like a driving range for those that didn't watch that people are just taking hacks out of.
Just divots.
Game
I mean,
yeah.
And we're not talking like pro golfer divots. We are talking hackiest of hacks.
That's right.
It looked atrocious. Mm-hmm. How does that happen? How do you just by people walk? Normally it just gets worn down.
Okay.
But there's like literal chunks missing.
Good question. One, you have a concert there. Two, they play the MLS games there as well. So you think of all of the times, like it seems like every other day the Timbers are playing and it's like they're playing in the.
Meanwhile, field turf never goes bad.
America
whatever cup. Yeah.
America of two-footed males cup. Okay. And then they're going to play in the CONCACAF cup. They have something new every single week at for Timbers. They have the Chicago team plays at Soldier Field. The Bears, they have their games there. And apparently they're like, the players after the game, Justin Fields said, It was in better shape than when we had FanFest here on Tuesday, so I guess it's okay. So
the concert made it better. That's hilarious.
You want to talk about a home field advantage, though? A sloppy field.
Listen, it's funny. Just like comparing two teams in a division. We're talking about the Bears right now, who obviously don't care about the team, don't care about the roster, don't care about the stadium. They are the pinnacle of just do not give a damn. Meanwhile, there's a reporter at Packers camp right now where they're showing the Seeker robot. Have you seen this thing?
No.
It's like a jugs machine on steroids. It's fully calibrated, like full nerd. I'll spin the monitor around so you can see this thing.
And it just shoots balls just like rapid fire, like a t-shirt cannon.
But everything's programmed. So if you want a football to be launched at a specific angle and trajectory and speed and rotation, like it factors all of that in.
Well, that's pretty cool.
So you can simulate, you know, a punter.
That's awesome.
That's insane, right? Like, so you're talking about one team that's willing, like the Packers, who have probably the most pristine facilities in football.
Yes, and they have a grass field that they
put even in a frozen tundra is immaculate.
Well, it does turn yellow during the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because they have to literally use heating coils on it.
Because it's 20 below zero.
But it looks fantastic right now.
Which, again, screwed up. In Green Bay.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Chicago, they're so stupid. They have a concert before a football game.
Yeah, everything is making sense here, and I think Bears fans are right on board. Like, yeah,
are they ever going to catch on? Like, are they ever just going to, like? That's the thing is, I don't think they do.
The Bears fans, they understand. They hate. They are like, the Bears are the new Cubs for them. They're just like, what are we going to do?
But they accept it. That's the thing is, like, it's in a city like, I mean, honestly, it's happening in New York too with the Knicks. It seems like if the fan base actually came together and was like, no, not going to do this. We're not going to allow this. But the problem is NFL's king, and so people just keep flooding and paying the money.
Well, so you're saying people just won't go to games?
You would like to see it.
It's the smallest stadium in the NFL. That's their big problem. And they're, what, the fourth largest city in the country?
Mm-hmm. How big is that place?
Third or fourth largest city. And the capacity?
Yeah.
I think it's only 40-some thousand. But it's
61,500.
61? Smallest in the NFL still, though.
Still, it's...
That's really small for the third or fourth largest city in the country.
Gate and all that kind of stuff. It's like, it's so dumb, man.
It is dumb. It is dumb.
It's dumb.
But the fact is that the NFL can charge whatever they want.
And that's the thing is that people are just going to show up and they're just going to nod and smile because it's football.
It is.
I get it. I wish it wasn't. I wish we had better owners in place. And not even like good people, just people who care about the product.
Well, the McCaskies let it happen. And here's the thing, like, we have a text that says, why is this allowed? Because in towns like Chicago and Pittsburgh, they're tough. It's BS, that from Deal. But here's the thing, like, Pittsburgh, they play college games on Saturdays, and then we'll have an NFL game on Sundays. They try not to have them back-to-back, but they'll usually stagger them around.
Every weekend,
there is a game at, what'd they call it? Heinz Field. Mm-hmm. Always going to be Heinz.
Yeah.
Every week, they have a game at Heinz Field because... That's where Pitt plays. That's where the Steelers play. Their field is still in better shape than what the Bears have at Soldier. That's crazy to me.
It's targeted. Mm. It's a specific thing. Like, they could make it so it didn't happen, but they're cheap, and so they don't.
Boy, we spent a lot of time on Soldier Field. I didn't really want to talk about that. I said we had everything from bad fields to... Trey Lance. People are gushing over Trey Lance.
Yeah, we can spend more time yelling about that. And we'll actually have somebody on tomorrow to talk about it, too.
Well, yeah, let's talk about Trey Lance made his debut for the 49ers. We finally got to see him as the guy. A little more information is coming out of San Francisco as to why they were so okay with parting ways with Jimmy Garoppolo. And then the Seahawks debuted Geno Smith as their quarterback.
Wee.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
All right, we saw Trey Lance for the first time as the guy in San Francisco leading the 49ers on Friday. Wildly okay. I mean, you saw some throws that this is what happens, and you and I were watching them earlier. you see some throws like he had against the Packers, and people will just gush over him.
Like, congratulations, he made a throw that he didn't miss by a mile, because that was kind of the problem as far as the limited tape that we had of him in camp.
But that was, he was relatively efficient
in
his time.
Yeah.
He was 4 for 5, 92 yards, a touchdown, including the deep bomb that he hit to oh, goodness gracious.
The burner.
Oh, Danny Gray.
Yes.
He got Danny Gray for 76 yards of that, and then they said, all right, young buck, we're going to shut you down, and we're going to go.
And on a good note.
Yeah. And
great job of the Niners coaching staff, by the way, of like, oh, hey, look, there's something here to capitalize on. We can roll with this for the next week.
And we will just stop and be good with that. The interesting part of all of this is that now we're starting to figure out, and there's all of these rumblings about Jimmy Garoppolo and, you know, the reasons why they were so okay with letting a guy walk away.
My man leaves everybody on red.
Mm. Do you think he has red receipt? Like, he has the receipts on his phone where it says like red or unread?
No, he definitely does not. I do. Yeah. I'm a masochist like that.
He apparently signed his big deal with the 49ers and then just ghosted everybody for a couple of weeks.
Full Houdini. Just disappeared for the offseason.
If that's true, boy, that is a big concern. But everybody says he is a fantastic teammate.
Best locker room guy. Everybody loves him. I respect it. He knows, this is a man who knows how to divorce work from play.
And he did it.
And he just, like, nobody's ever accused him of being unprepared or being lazy or not a workout guy. Listen, he's a very handsome, young,
very handsome,
very rich man who, listen, if I had a $137 million contract, I would disappear to parts unknown and go live it up too.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, you would. Well, he's gone now. Well, not really gone. They're going to hold on to him to the very last minute.
Look, which like the Jets might have gone that way.
They should, because the Jets are a great example of this as to why you hold on to Jimmy Garoppolo, is because Zach Wilson goes down with a knee injury. It's going to be a few weeks. If you have cap room and you need a guy for a year, depends on if you're trying to win or not.
Yep.
But you go and you get Jimmy Garoppolo from San Francisco. This may be enough for them to bite the bullet for however long they have to until
and the Niners get a little something out of it.
Yeah, and they can get something out of it because we just had a trade go down where teams right now, they're trying to save face.
Yep.
And the Seahawks have traded former Duck Ugo Amadi to the Philadelphia Eagles for a guy that we know that Howie Roseman and the rest of that Eagles front office, they are trying to save face with the pick of J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, Stanford product, who they took a gamble on in the second round. And
seven picks in front of DK Metcalf.
Well, you said it was 57th overall was his draft position. And he has been wildly underrated, underwhelming, rather. And so you have two teams that Ugo Amadi, like, was their nickel in Seattle for
not a while. Like depth nickel, was the nickel.
And so now you have them saying, we're either going to cut him or we can get something out of him. Hey, Eagles are going, all right, we'll trade Arcega-Whiteside and always be able to be like, hey, we got a guy who played significant snaps for us.
Exactly.
See, he wasn't that bad.
We were about 40 minutes before the show. We got news that Amadi was going to be one of the camp cuts. And I would imagine
one of the first ones.
I would imagine the Eagles saw that and were like, well, instead of dealing with waivers, free agency, and all the other stuff, like, let's just make the call right now and say, hey, would you want to get something for him? And they swap Arcega-Whiteside for Amadi, and maybe the Seahawks get a look at Arcega as a second home or rehab kind of guy. And the Eagles get to say, hey, look, we got another nickel guy who was a viable player for an NFL team last year, as opposed to getting literally nothing when they let Arcega-Whiteside go for nothing.
Well, it'll always be somebody Drew Lock can check down to.
Are we sure it's going to be Drew?
After Saturday? Yeah.
I
don't know. We'll have more on that as the show goes on. But I don't know how other Seahawks saw that, like Seahawks fans, how they saw it. But I watched that game and I said, one of these guys is better than the other. But there's always something. There's always something more when you have one of these situations.
But
there's always something more. We'll have that coming up in hour number two. Where we got to start, though, we already touched on Zach Wilson. There's some other big-time injuries across the NFL, but guys that are coming back to teams as well. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.